right, everybody. Thank you all for showing up today. We're going to look at how to build a cannabis accounting firm. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, not just cannabis, but firms, startups, et cetera, but particularly in this cannabis space. And now that we've got such a track record, we know what actually works. And last year, we actually dove in deep with about 20 people in our program, and we really saw how it works. So anyway, let's just jump right in, and we're going to look at the industry, the verticals, the secret to becoming a VIP. That is the secret really in any niche. Why bookkeeping and the typical fractional CFO solutions don't work in this complex environment. And then how to build actually a one-person fully remote 6 or 7 firm with less than 5 clients. You can do it with 1 client and maybe 2. And then we'll look at the 5 keys as well for the foundation of your firm. We do these kind of webinars about once a year now. I speak all over the U.S. I plan and teach for the AICPA. This will be our, I think, 4th conference coming up that I'm helping plan and lead in Boston this summer. I do 1 a year for the cannabis industry. Also, I've been in Journal of Accountancy, Accounting Today, almost every article they've had, as well as other national media. But we feel confident that not just me, but also the Dope CFO VIP Network, we absolutely lead the nation in accounting, bookkeeping, CFO, and tax services. There's nobody that's even close. The national firms might have 20, 30 people, not hundreds. We have people in every single state. Let me make that smaller. Okay. The market, actually, I just got some new analytics today on this. No matter what you look at, and whether we're in an up or down cycle in the economy, the market's growing very, very rapidly every year. BDS, I think they said the global market was going to 2x in the next 4 to 5 years, which is pretty nuts. I've also seen 3 to 5x numbers. So it's going to grow very big. So the market right now is massive. We went from no states 10 years ago, Colorado legalized, where we are today. We're in some shape or form in 47 states, not to mention all over the globe. And they're saying as big as we've gotten in those 10 years, we're going to double, triple, quadruple those numbers. So the industry is set to grow very, very rapidly. Same time, IRS, this has actually been going on for quite some time. They are ramping up their audits. They're not just ramping them up. They're actually doing them. They're coming after many, many of these companies. I heard at AICPA, they get $4 in a cannabis audit versus $1 in a non-cannabis audit. And as we all know, our government needs money. And so why not target this industry where most people are doing gap accounting wrong and their tax returns wrong? And that's just a fact. There's actually research behind that as well. The IRS ran a study a couple of years ago in 3 states, and I think 86% of the returns they looked at were wrong. And guess how they were wrong? They were underpaying in all of them, or most of them. So let's look first and foremost. By the way, I talk pretty quickly because I respect your time. I try to make these under an hour, if at all possible. You can always ask questions here. I'll hit those at the end. You can also always feel free to shoot questions to us at dopecfo.com. My direct is andrew@dopecfo.com, so I'm pretty easy to reach. And we practice everything we preach. As a matter of fact, I just posted on my Instagram channel, if you want to follow me there, @dopecfo1, that very thing, showing exactly how I'm modeling the VIP and what we call top shelf product with white glove service. So let's dive in. I read a lot of books, have for decades. So again, this is part of our VIP concept. We are the asset of our company, especially if we're going to be a one-person firm. Whether you're a bookkeeper, a CPA, enrolled agent, attorney, whatever you are where you are, but you are the asset of your firm. So you've got skills, you've got tools, you've got knowledge, you've got certifications, you've got degrees, you've got community or not. And wherever you're weak, you should always be building and growing. Sometimes that's cheap. Reading books, listening to audiobooks, podcasts, following the right people on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. You can do a lot of things for free. You can take programs like ours to scale your knowledge, tools, and skills. You can take college. You can get certifications, enrolled agents, CPA, CMA, et cetera. But this book that I just read, actually, this was from a Harvard Business School professor who now died. He got cancer. He used to teach a class that was extremely popular in their renowned MBA school called How to Measure. It was about metrics and analytics of businesses. But when he got cancer, he started reflecting, wow, you know, how do I measure my life? And wrote a really good book on it. And in the book, with any model, financial model or business plan or whatever, and I spent a lot of time thinking about this. He's like, what's the one assumption above all others for your business model to be successful? And that goes, I would reflect on that for me leading Dope CFO, or for my student members building a successful six and seven figure firm. And I kept saying, well, they need this, they need that. And I kept going higher and higher. And what has to prove true, that one thing, to be success? And I came down to this: industry growth. If that one assumption is true, then everything else is in place if you take the right steps to be successful. And that's the good news, because this industry, there ain't nothing stopping this. I don't care if you're in Texas where it's illegal, it is coming. 8 out of 10 Americans, actually it's closer to 9 out of 10 Americans, want legal medical cannabis. That's why it swept the country so quickly. It's why CBD and hemp are now legal. And we will see cannabis come off Schedule 1 at some point. The only question is how long. The industry is growing. It's grown through COVID, through recessions, through tight capital markets. It will not stop growing because people want this stuff. So that's good news. I'll dive in a little more about this. Here's yet another recent market projection. And look at this. 2022, that's a really small bar for flour and oil. Look at 7 years from now. They're believing 3 to 5X. And again, very rapid growth. We're going to see that. And by the way, not only is the industry going to grow, every single one of your clients in this industry are going to be growing. I've seen this for a long, long time, almost 10 years. One dispensary goes to 2, then to 3, then they add a farm, then they add a processor, or vice versa the other way. We got to be ready to deal with the compliance, financial, et cetera, other issues. We'll dive into that more in a while. But just know this, the industry is growing, your clients are growing. And so we've seen people, you could literally stay with one client through 5 years and bring in multi-million dollars just due to their growth as well. Now, back to that assumption and why I believe this works. It's kind of like a staircase laddering, or however you want to look at it. But what does this mean? Industry growth means we're going to go from 150,000 companies right now to 200 or 300, maybe even 400,000 new companies in the next 3 to 5 years in the U.S. Much of that will be what I call the Eastern U.S., which I'm now defining really as east of Colorado, because that throws in Nebraska and Kansas and Texas and the Dakotas and everything else. We got a lot of growth coming. With that growth, that many new companies, that means whatever state you're in, first off, you can work remote. There's going to be a continual funnel of new leads and new leads looking for experts in this space. Now, if you are out there engaging in the industry like we teach you to do, we'll talk about that as well. You're going to be interacting with these leads and meeting them, and they're going to become warm leads. And you're going to ask them, hey, do you want to do a Discover call? That's going to lead to a call. Any call you do will lead instantly to an offer. The more offers you do, that will lead to clients. And then if you can deliver this at the bottom, what I call what we do on my end to my customers and what we demand everyone in our program do, we want to deliver a world-class top-shelf product. And when I say top-shelf product, think Lamborghini, Rolex, Four Seasons, the highest end. That's what the industry craves. That's what we deliver, at least for people within our program. And then how do we deliver it? We deliver it with white glove service. Again, think Four Seasons. Think those kind of places. That's what we want to do. The number one complaint we hear from owners all over the place: oh, my accountant's not available. My firm's not available. My bookkeeper's not available. I can barely get a hold of them. That's easy. That's low-hanging fruit. And once we do that, deliver that top shelf product, we have seen this over and over in our program. One single client can lead to a very successful six or seven figure practice. Think about that. Just one client. You all hate marketing. You tell me that. So I know I get that. So great. Get a client, deliver our product with great service. That'll refer, lead you to other ones. Happy customers is the only marketing you really ever need to be super successful. So again, that one thing, the good news is the industry is growing rapidly, and that's going to lead to success for anyone in our program who wants it. We have many challenges for cannabis CFOs. There's vendors that don't serve the industry, whether it's accounting, POS, merchant services, payroll. We have all these different verticals, starting with farming, then chemical processing, then manufacturing of foods and beverages and lotions and tinctures and all these different products. Then we go to distribution, then retail, actually wholesale before retail, and then even delivery companies. So lots of verticals. Oftentimes you'll see anywhere from two to every single one of them in one single enterprise. And that's how they're growing as well. And you'll see people grow vertically within your state. And then what do? They start going to look at other states and becoming multi-state operators. We have a lack of tools and systems in the industry. Cleanup is a given with non-startup companies. We've got to figure out what the hell seed to sale tracking software is. It's required in every state. We've got to use it. It's crappy software. We still got to deal with it. We got to look at other software as well, POS systems, ERPs, et cetera. We're going to often have consolidations, business combinations, standalone financials, just within one client, cannabis and non-cannabis divisions within those entities as well. So it gets really complicated really quickly. And what these companies need is service providers that are willing to do a deep dive. They don't need the bookkeeper that's got 30 clients or the big national or regional firm that's just not available that much as well. They need someone to do a deep dive as well. All right, so this is one of the steps right here, whether you join our program or not. And I talked to a lot of people on the phone. Step one, in any industry, if you want to go on your own, you need a great niche. There, in my opinion, there are 5 to 7 out of probably 500 to 1,000 niches. 5 to 7 of them are great. A big hint on what a great niche is, you will see massive startups. So think high tech, and high tech is going strong. You're about 25 now. Lots and lots of startups, lots of VCs, lots of private equity, lots of seed funds. Same with cannabis, CBD, hemp. Maybe medical companies. There's not many great niches, but my thesis, I guess I will say, is if you can find a great niche and become a VIP within that niche, you will 5 to 10X your lifetime earnings. I don't care what else you do. If you just simply get that right, you pick a great, great niche and you figure out how to become an expert VIP as quick as possible, you will 5 to 10X whatever you personally are going to make with your skill set over the next 10 to 20 years. Believe me or not, we've seen this proven over and over, but that's my contention. So don't blow picking the wrong niche as many people do. You're on this call, so hopefully you picked by far the best niche in the U.S. And then the next step is, okay, how the heck do I become a VIP? Valuable expert, instructor, and participant. By the way, this step also stops some of the marketing headaches you hate as well. So let's look at this. I made this a while back, the CEO in the middle. What do CEOs need? They need lots and lots of things, especially when they're in that $1 to $10 million range in revenues and growing rapidly. That's where most of cannabis, CBD, hemp fits almost from day one. They're in the $1 to $10 million. They're growing rapidly. They got complex entities, lots of dollars of revenues, lots of employees. They're complex from day one. So they need deep services. So up in the top right is that's the foundation of everything. That said, my estimation is 1 out of 10 at most, and you could do this cannabis or non-cannabis across the U.S., 1 out of 10 companies in that growth pattern of 1 to 10 million, still considered small business, has anything close to world-class. I call it audit-ready accounting with a permanent audit trail like we do in our program. If you don't do that, everything else is going to be a nightmare. But they need a lot more than bookkeeping and a tax return year end, which many are doing. They need that foundation. Then we can look at things like optimized entity structures, make sure that's optimized. Tax planning is going to be crucial. We cannot do any tax planning either at the company structure side or the individual owner side unless we have rock solid accounting done right. We've got investments, we've got wealth planning, we've got risk mitigation, huge area of CFO, insurance, controls, corporate governance, reporting. We want to make sure we're doing that right. We've got legacy and strategic wealth plan. We've also got within strategic wealth is world-class reporting and many, many things we want to do with that. I say the CFO hat, we do anything and everything that the CEO does not want to do. Usually what they want to do is build their product, their brand, their revenues, their growth, maybe their marketing. Front office, we cover the back. And that's a big comfort for these business owners. So I call this the secret sauce. If you're coming out and opening up your own business as a bookkeeper, CPA, et cetera, or accounting, or I mean, plumbing or electrician or whatever, you got to find great clients and you got to serve those clients, hopefully with world-class service. So what's the secret sauce? That's becoming a VIP. If I can become a valuable expert and just absolutely immerse myself within that niche and learn more and more, build that expertise, instruct in the niche, participate, and participate means join groups, et cetera. If I can get involved, first off, I'm going to find clients way, way easier. And secondly, once I get a client, I'm going to serve them better because I'm going to know everything about the industry. I'm not going to just know accounting and tax, which of course I'm going to know for this industry, including court cases and cost accounting, but I'm also going to know about the politics, the brands, the state rules, the software, the insurance, all the different issues. I'm going to be an expert in this one and only one niche, and that's going to serve my clients well. If you do the VIP secret sauce correctly for 2 to 3 years, you will never find a great client again. That bubble goes away. Because great clients will find you. You should be turning away clients by year 3 or 4 or building your and scaling. The VIP bubble, though, I say it's a balloon. You are where you are right now, and you just blow that balloon up until the day you retire. I'm still doing it. You should do it too every day, week, month, and year. Again, valuable expert, that's a huge part of our program. But even if you don't do our program, you want to be learning anything and everything. If you're trying to do cannabis as a side niche, our dope CFO VIPs are going to eat your lunch. These people need dedicated, one niche only service providers, and that's what we do. But to do that, you've got to be an expert in everything. You got to talk their talk and walk the walk. Some people hate the word instruct. That can be super easy. I'm doing it right now in a webinar in my bedroom. You can't even see me. I can just talk to the screen. It's super easy. Maybe it's me at an event. Maybe it's me just instructing a prospect or a CEO, or maybe just like when Carlos got his first client, he was just talking in an Instagram room that had 4 people. And one of them became a client. So it can be very, very easy. Participation is huge. Join local and national industry groups, both digital and real world. We want you to volunteer, get involved in the social equity movement. Very, very easy to get involved in this niche. To me, it's the funnest way to get back, to give back, to learn, and to meet new prospects and land clients. If you do that right, they're going to come to you. And by the way, year 2 or 3, when the great clients are finding you instead of the other way, you can play what I call the alpha role really strong. It's like, nope, I'm not taking new clients. I'll put you on the waiting list. And by the way, you know, my fee is top dollar at that point. Now let's look at this. Bookkeeping, fractional CFO solutions that don't work. In my opinion, what's a full service CFO? I came up with that term myself. I don't know if it's around the internet, but to me, there's a full-time CFO, there's a fractional CFO, and there's a full service CFO. Again, here's the number one complaint we hear all the time at events. My team is out And not the, only that, my WCFO VIPs are pretty much at every event. They're all over every weekend. You will find multiple events every single week of the year, everything from small meetups at brew pubs to big, huge national stage events. They're everywhere. That's good news for us. We lots of places to meet people, and they're super fun. But we as all, oh, I don't get enough time, or I email my tax CPA or fractional CFO or whoever it is. They don't get back to me, or they don't have enough time. They charge me high rates, and they're not really even giving me any time. So let's solve that. At best, I get, and this is what I call CFO light. Like, and I use this interchangeably with fractional CFO, part-time CFO, outsourced CFO. I call it CFO light. I know that business model because I used to do it as part of B2B national CFO organization. And the model is, let's get a whole bunch of clients. We'll try to automate some things, and we'll maybe do one call a month, maybe two, and we'll do very, very light touch services. Unfortunately, in the cannabis space, that just doesn't cut it. These people need a deep, deep dive. And so we need to go deeper. So my contention to, and people ask me all the time, friends or people back in Oklahoma, I want to open a dispensary or farm. I tell them a couple of things. One, be well capitalized. You will eat through money like it's going out of style. Two, have a great CFO on board that is ready to go deep dive. And in my opinion, the only real solution to a cannabis company is a full-time CFO and a team. But I would tell my friends, hey, a better solution is a dope CFO VIP, because they will outsource your entire accounting department from start to end. You don't have to worry about turnover. You don't have to worry about your full-time CFO not knowing what they're doing or not having the tools, et cetera. All right. And I'm not. Okay, I'm going to keep moving along. So let's just look. How can we actually do this? My answer, which I've said a few times, we're going to go very deep with our clients. It's what they crave. We're not only going to go very deep, we're going to do white glove service because that is low-hanging fruit. You don't need a college degree to deliver great service. You don't need certifications. You just need to be able to do it. And most of our industry of accountants and bookkeepers just don't do it, and what, or can't do it, or don't want to do it, or they're unorganized. So if that's you, get the tool. So if you're unorganized as an accountant, take a class on organization. You're bad at time management, take a class on time management. Again, that's your balloon, your VIP balloon. Let's build it up. Every time you find a weakness, plug that hole and build that VIP. So again, the solution for the cannabis company side, in my opinion, there is no solution where they just use a bookkeeper or a tax CPA or a regional firm or a fractional CFO. They need their full-time CFO, but that's still stressful on the CEO because they got to manage that CFO. And I tell them, look, here's what's going to happen if you go hire somebody, especially in our day and age when world-class accountants are in high demand. The big firms cannot find enough people. So if you have someone really good that you hire, guess what? They're going to be gone at some point. They're going to be getting offers all the time. And if you have someone who's kind of crappy, they're going to be hard to get rid of. So a full service CFO is going to be someone that usually has less than five clients, can do every last thing a full-time CFO and more, fully remote, and often at a lower cost. So to me, that's the top solution. Again, that full service CFO, that's the model we practice in the Dope CFO VIP network. Full service CFO. I made up this term. There it is again. For 10 years, I was in public accounting in the 90s. I was an audit manager at a Price Waterhouse in Dallas. 2000, I became CFO of a $100 million set of oil and gas entities. And in 2009, I was getting paid a lot of money, and I fired myself. We were starting to travel to Oregon from Oklahoma and back and forth. We bought a condo out here in 2008 in the downturn. We loved it. I was like, gosh, I'm sick of going into the office all the time. This is ridiculous. I can do half of this stuff. And I literally fired myself. I went into my boss. I said, okay, guess what? I'm going to fire myself. I'm going to cut my pay in half. So you're going to instantly save $250,000. You're never going to see me. Guess what? Every single deliverable I give you will be the same. You will not notice a single difference on audit, on tax, on managing staff, whatever it is. I could do exactly the same. I was like, oh, this works. Why on earth are people paying for full-time departments that are just people, accountants are sitting around, et cetera. So we want to offer clients complete CFO services. We want to be able to bring whatever experts we need, when and where we need them, whether it's bookkeepers, attorneys, insurance people, bankers, payroll, whatever. We're the source, we're the quarterback, we're going to lead it. And then we can also scale with clients. So many clients in this industry, again, they're scaling, they're growing within their state, and then they're spreading to other states. They need a solution that can scale with them without having to worry about hiring new bookkeepers, et cetera. So here's where we'll get into the five keys of building your firm. Again, nothing is more important in my opinion. The good news about this principle is it's been around for hundreds of years, and it will be around for hundreds of more years. There is nothing like word of mouth advertising. Happy customers are the only marketing you will ever need. That obviously is the chicken and egg syndrome. Yeah, I need a customer first to make them happy. But the simple fact is, whether you're a plumber or an electrician or an attorney or an accountant or a bookkeeper, 90% of your competition doesn't have happy customers. They're delivering a subpar product with the absolute opposite of white glove service. And so it's low-hanging fruit. It's not hard, in my opinion. Daniel Webster, his quote from 200 years ago to his dad, there's always room at the top. That is a true statement. It's, and like all good strategies, simple works. That's a great strategy. Let's deliver a really good product with great service. Let's focus on client number one and dial that in, and then we'll go to client number two. It works. It's simple. And again, 90% of our competition are not doing it. So it's low-hanging fruit, in my opinion. What is this stuff? Top shelf product. Again, in the cannabis space, we have to deliver absolute world-class foundation of accounting, which includes audit-ready permanent audit trail, books and records, a perpetual data room setup that's ready all the time, with everything from insurance documents to organization documents, legal documents, leases, bank records, payroll records, et cetera, updated every month. We've got to have internal controls in place, accounting policies and procedures, corporate governance. We want it to be world class. That is a top shelf product. Again, it differentiates us immediately. Why? 99% of definitely this industry and most industries do not have a top shelf product delivered to them. And there is a very big need in this space. These companies are growing with investor capital, with lender capital. And believe me, those investors and lenders, they want a top shelf accounting product. They don't want what they're getting. They don't want to worry about a big audit liability hanging over their head from the IRS or the state or the OSHA or FDA or et cetera. We deliver that with white glove service. This is easy. Either you provide it to your clients or you don't, and most don't. So there's that quote I love. I put that everywhere. And again, that was 200 years ago, his dad telling him, hey, Daniel, don't become an attorney. There's too many attorneys. He's like, no problem, Dad. There's always room at the top. And by the way, it's not just a great quote. If you want to go read about what Daniel Webster did, or just accomplished, it was like, holy crap. He was a senator and wrote books, and he, in a very short life, he did a lot of things. So he proved that principle out. What else are you going to need? Now on the VIP education and knowledge, you are not. So key one, you're going to have to need the happy customers. You're going to get that client one and you're going to make them happy. You're going to grow that VIP bubble nonstop. So if you don't know much about the science of the cannabis and hemp plant or the different chemicals within those plants, CBD, THC, CBN, CNG, if you have a question, type it in chat and I'll hit it here at the end that we're coming up with. I can't see the question, so type it in the chat screen. We're going to learn and build that knowledge. You're going to have work papers and tools. There's two routes, in my opinion, to that. One, our program, we have over 100 tools and work papers, from engagement letters to rolling cash forecast. What if you need it, it's in our program, or you can do what I did and build it yourself. Again, whoever just typed a Q&A question, please type it in chat and not Q&A, because I can't see Q&A. Copy and paste it, please. Work papers and tools, you've got to have them. I spent really the last 5 to 8 years building those tools. I wouldn't wish that on my worst nightmare, because it was a massive headache. And something like our cost accounting templates, of which there's 13 just of those alone, I think they've been through 9 iterations now, not just me, with many other CPAs as well. We also need a marketing system. How and where are we going to find these clients? What are we going to message them around their pain points? How are we going to do that discovery call? What exactly are we going to ask them on the discovery call? How are we going to feed that info into our price quoting tool? And then from there, how we're going to have a pre-built offer letter with value attachments to that. So this is a very quick system. We want to do it very quickly. We want to be able to find or meet an owner somewhere, quickly get to a discovery call, pop it in a price quoting tool, put it in our offer letter as pre-built. Enough offers go out, we get a client. Then we're going to layer over that. I'm in chat, Tyson. I just can't see Q&A. So if anyone needs to get to me with a question, please type your question in chat and type it to everyone. Or Tyson, type it in. Community of experts, you're going to need backup. Again, the Dope CFO VIP network is number one in the U.S. right now. If you're serious about this industry, you should want to be part of that network. It will add massive value to you, but you're going to need backup, whether it's bookkeepers, attorneys, enrolled agents, CPAs, MBAs, SALT expert, auditors, valuation, insurance, payroll, banking, et cetera. You're going to need that as well. So let's look. So those are the keys. Again, pretty simple. What you need if you want to dive in deep, and what kind of person. Are you a DIY like I was? I actually wasn't a DIY intentionally, but if you are a DIY person, you can figure out a lot of the stuff on yourself. It will just take you a lot of time and money. Or if you're a done with you more person, you can do more on that side. On the CFO hat, when I talk to a business owner, instead of telling them what services I provide or her, I'm like, look, I do anything and everything. If you want me to go pick up your laundry, I will. I'm going to bill you for it, but I want you, again, focused on building your brand and you're dealing with your customers, your front of your house, your product, all that stuff you want to deal with. We'll deal with everything else: accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, HR, compliance, software, tax services, CFO services, anything, workers' comp, growth strategy, board minutes, controls, SEC filings. I don't care. Whatever you need, we'll get it. If I can't do it, I'll bring one of our experts in that will be able to do it. Again, there's just a gazillion things. I could write 3 more slides of things I've done as a CFO. We do it all. We just want to convey that to the client. We will have your back. You don't have to worry about the crappy things you don't want to deal with. You can go out and build your company. Be ready for anything and everything, kind of that day in the life of a CFO. You're going to find a wide variety. Some are 20 years old and look like they should be at the skateboard park, and it turns out they've got $5 million from their uncle or whatever. We're going to have social equity applicants that are going to be really great people. But like we dealt with one, say in Chicago, she was a nurse. She didn't know about running a business, but she was sitting there with a $5 million dispensary license, and she was going to have to build a real business. Sometimes we're almost like the parent in the room. Oftentimes the investors will be leaning on the CFO to be the parent in the room. There can be pressure to bend rules or violate laws. We will not deal with that. We will fire them immediately. We are only dealing with white class clients, or white, not white, I was going to say white glove, with above board clients that are legitimate. We're going to help with anything and everything. And we're first and foremost going to make sure that accounting foundation, controls, governance are rock solid. Everything else is built on that, whether it's reporting, improving cash flow correctly, minimizing tax, et cetera. And I'll jump in one question here. Tatiana, thank you so much. A small niche tax accountant with no audit experience. That doesn't, again, we all have our things we're good at, and we have our things we're weak at. That's irrelevant. How would it be for non-audit to get through this? Very easy. It will be extremely difficult if you're just on your own and having to go out and learn things as you go. But that's the whole point of our community and group, is it doesn't matter. Like, I don't do tax returns. I never have in 30 years. I'm a world-class CFO. I know eight, just off the top of my head, 8-10 people in my group. Daryl's a SALT expert in Chicago. Summer, who does tax or did tax for my clients in Tennessee. I can bring any skill set I need instantly and learn as well. And same with Linda. I don't have a tax background. It's pointless. You're the CFO. You think of yourself as this quarterback. I'm guessing you're not an attorney either. Great, bring attorney in. You know what? I can do bookkeeping, but I don't want to. So I'm going to bring in bookkeepers. You can outsource anything you cannot do. You build that team, but the CEO doesn't have to deal with it. You don't have to go to the CEO and say, I used to actually do this. Hey, CEO, I mean, I literally said this in 2010 when I was in B2B CFO. Say, I'm not going to do your bookkeeping. I'm not a controller. I don't do tax planning or tax returns. And I don't do audits or any of that kind of stuff, valuations. And they're like, great, Andrew, I need everything else that you told me, but I don't need a CFO. It's much easier to tell the client, we will give them anything and everything they need, and we will build and bring that team as needed. What's the team going to be generally? You're going to be the CFO that's going to manage the team. You can do bookkeeping yourself or outsource as needed. Most people know how to do bookkeeping at whatever level you are. And then every client's going to need tax return. So if you don't do tax return, outsource it. Okay, so let's keep going on. Be ready for anything and everything. You're going to switch house from accounting to tax to strategic to going to events. Be surprised if you get asked to sample the product, and you can go either way. We have people that are like, yeah, I take a THC CBD mixture for my arthritis, or no, I don't do the product at all. I don't like it, but people are fine. They want to know you're authentic, but you're not criticizing the product and the medicine for the people that want to deal with it. Sometimes consulting the management team is like dealing with your teenagers. That can be very true. Don't be fooled by the hippie vibe. They can be every bit as greedy as the corporate world, Wall Street world. Managing cash and capital will be super complex. Being underfunded is very common. People put together bad models. They don't raise the right amount of money. But at the end of the day, it's not typical. It's messy. It's fun. It's challenging. It's very rewarding. These people are on a mission to change the world. That's fun. We feel that we're on a mission to change the world as well. So we can have fun and do a world-class job and still make a lot of money. So how can you do this in under 6 months? Well, in the under 6 months part, you can join our program. We'll get you there even in 3 months. Or you can do it on your own. And again, you could dive in. If you're going to work 70, 80 hour weeks for six months, you could build some tools, find some people to build a little bit of a community, hopefully get some education, but that would be a little bit trickier. I'll show this again at the end. We have a couple of options now. We used to only have one, which is called our Dope CFO VIP Network. We also have a new layer that is just launched a few months ago called Dope CFO Certified Advisor, and I'll hit that as well. Dope CFO 5.0 program is basically every single thing you could ever need, kind of like that pitch you would give to a client, every single thing they need to run the back office. We provided, again, I practice what I preach, every last thing you need to build a world-class firm. And again, it is a top shelf product, and we deliver it with white glove service. Now, this is another key piece as well. So you're in, one more question, how this works in medical or not rec, doesn't matter. So first off, I'm in Oregon. 8 years ago, we were medical. And what did that mean for me as the accountant? Well, I did cost accounting. I did gap accounting. We did tax returns. 280E applied. What happened when they switched over to rec in Oregon? Nothing. I still did cost accounting, GAAP cost accounting, controls, government, CFO services, tax returns. Doesn't change. It doesn't matter. So medical and rec is meaningless for you as the accountant. What you need to know is 47 states are legal in some form right now. First off, we have more students in our program in Texas than any other state. And Texas is totally illegal. You can serve clients anywhere. Pennsylvania, by the way, is a great state. You're on the Northeast. You're going to see massive growth, including Pennsylvania. So you're in a really good place. This is on you. Are you professional? Are you responsive and reliable? Are you organized and meticulous? Are you good at time management? If these are kind of these soft skills that have nothing to do with accounting, if you are weak in any of those, I don't care if you're going to cannabis accounting or build your firm in another niche, you better plug those holes quickly. I'm absolutely shocked at how many accountants, tax CPAs, and bookkeepers in the world do really shoddy, unorganized work. I see it all the time, literally all the time, every week. And I'm just blown away. I would say it's easily 70% of the industry. And again, this is low-hanging fruit. If you'd asked me 10 years ago, are accountants organized and meticulous? I'd say, of course they are. If you asked me today, I'd say, not even close. So if that's you, get yourself up to speed. Again, this goes back to VIP. You're the asset. You invest in yourself. I've owned a retail shop with my wife. She sold dishware and bedding. We needed to buy a building. You didn't have to buy the building, but the real estate would have been expensive either way. We had labor. We had to buy $200,000 of inventory. We bought about $100,000 of fixed assets. We had payroll. Oh, it was very, very expensive and not that profitable. And the good news for accountants are we just got to invest in ourselves. Again, I'm amazed at how many accountants tell me they won't invest in themselves. I'm like, great. You're not a business owner. You're not the CEO of your own little accounting firm. You are a freelancer. You will be out there with the others getting paid low dollar rates. So as you invest, whether it's in a college degree, a CPA license, a program, a book, a podcast, you should be looking at the investment. What's the investment? What's the ROI? And what's payback? How quickly can I get my money back? We have great answers, by the way, to those questions. Our ROI is with one single client for 1 year, you should 10x your money easily. And anyone who goes in our program can find a client. And payback, again, is very simple with one client for 1 or 2 months. Our program, again, includes everything. We hit these. It's organized around these exact bubbles. We have a 90-day, one-hour-a-day education component. That's going to cover everything to get you in 90 days to be an absolute expert in all things cannabis, not only accounting, cost accounting, tax, and court cases, but all the rest of it. We got a system to find great clients. And once we get those clients, most importantly, we have every tool, system, and work paper already built, ready to go on day one to deliver that top shelf product. It's cloud-based. It's yours for life. It only gets better. The people who bought 2 years ago from me, the program is probably 5 times better now. Every year it gets better because we add more stuff, we update stuff, and we just improve it. We redo and iterate work paper, so it's always better. We have endless testimonials on our website or in my podcasts. I have over 100 episodes on YouTube. Most of those are with my students. And you can see like Sharon, who said her dream when she joined, I think 3 years ago, was to have a 6-figure firm. She blew right past 7 figures. Cam landed he went 4 for 4. All 4 of his first 4 offers landed clients before he even quit his job. Carlos is a great example of a happy customer. Landed 1 customer in a Zoom room. She loved him and she got him. She was a dispensary owner. And I think she picked him up 4 or 5 farming clients because she loved him as well. Again, our program is organized around that education and knowledge. Our proven marketing system is built, including the tools in marketing, the price quoting tool, the offer letters, the emails, all that stuff's pre-built. Our toolbox is there once you're serving the clients. This national community, I call that, is like having a national firm in your back pocket, and access to me. Everyone in my program has access to me. I do live calls pretty much every single week at this point. Our community is active 7 days a week as well. team of experts. Here we are at, I think this was 2 years ago, Vegas AICPA. These are all Dope CFO VIPs. In fact, I got several of them up on stage with me, and we're killing it. We have fun. I love this slide because it shows how diverse we were. We were at the AICPA conference. I don't know, 500 people. The room was mostly a lot of old white guys like me, and I don't like that. I want this industry to be diverse, and our Dope CFO VIP community is extremely diverse, and that is super awesome. That's what the industry wants as well. And by the way, we have a ton of fun. We go out to dinner at events, and I take people out, or we happy hours, etc. Here's Adelis. Support I'm getting is invaluable. Andrew joined me on a client call. Impressed and grateful. Nicole, first client, 84K a year. Plan of six figures. You can read those as much as you want as well. Once you purchase, you get access to the upgrades. You have access. So once you purchase that 5.0 program, you don't need to get any new access. If I make the tool, say I make the chart of accounts better, I'm going to download the old one, take it out, and put the new one in. So you're always going to have the latest and greatest, whether you bought it 5 years ago or whether you buy it tomorrow. I'm not going to dive too deep into what it's worth. The 100, if you took everything else out and just said, Andrew, what are those 100 work papers worth? In my opinion, those 100 work papers are worth way over 100 grand. I've sold single work papers for $2,000-$3,000 each. That's how the program started. People wanted to buy literally an Excel file. And I was like, look, I've got 10 hours in this file. I'm billing $300 an hour. You want to send me $3,000? I'll send you an Excel file. Those work papers, in my mind, are invaluable. They're world-class. They were delivered by me and created by me, who has a very, very good resume. And if you look at nothing else, those tools are worth, or they're invaluable. You cannot find them anywhere else. They don't exist. We have the community free for 30 days, including our live Q&A calls. We value that at $5,000. Again, you can tell me $75,000, in my opinion, is way too low if I'm actually looking at the value of all the components of the program and just looking at all the different things you get. That said, I know most of you aren't going to write me a check for $100,000. So our full price right now is $20,000. We do increase that every year. We didn't do it in December because I had a family issue. So that will be increasing pretty soon because we added a ton of stuff next year as well. Now, some people, I think our program's a steal, $20,000. I also know ROI with one client is still 5 to 10X in 1 year. I also know payback is just a couple of months. Now, that said, if you apply and you're qualified as a legitimate accountant and a one-person firm, you can get the program for $7,000 for up to a week after you are qualified, and our VIP community free for 30 days. After that, the community is... The program's yours for life once you buy it. You never get charged more. The community is free. And if you don't like it after 30 days, you can quit. I priced that at basically $5 a day, a cup of a latte a day to have a national firm, what it feels like in your back pocket as well. We do not do financing. I'll tell you why. If this was a course of education, I could do that. Yeah. And you quit paying me, I'll quit giving you access to the course. Since you can get access to over 100 tools and work papers on day one, I'm not financing that because I'm not going to chase you down when you quit paying me and download all my tools. That said, there's many PayPal credit. There's many different credit sources out there that will finance programs like this, but they'll chase you down and not me. Opportunity costs. If you have my skills and background, which most of you probably don't, I've been a 30-year successful CFO. I'm out of Big Four. I've won awards both as a CPA and a CFO, and I know this industry deeply. And even then, it took me 3 to 5 years to build all this stuff. It's going to cost you way over $100,000. Once you're in the VIP community, staying for 90 days, you get to actually get a digital, this isn't just a picture badge, this is an actual digital badge. The green badge is for 90 days. The black badge is once you're in the program a year. That accreditable digital badge you can put on your LinkedIn, your website, on your business card, on your emails, on your website. And it shows business owners in the industry, they know exactly who Dope CFO is, and that's what they want on their side. The VIP community, many benefits. We, first and foremost, people share work with each other all the time. Someone will say, hey, I need a bookkeeper in New Jersey. Who wants to help me? Or I need a CFO, or I need somebody to do a tax return. We share knowledge 7 days a week, 365 days a year in our community. We have live calls every week. I bring my marketing team that's world-class to our Tuesday live calls every single Tuesday. Those are very loved, and access to me as well. Digital badges, lots of recordings, tons of stuff, as well. In that community. Here's my buddy, Ken. Giving me more condition. This program is in a league of its own. I firmly believe that. Again, I practice what I preach. I'm not going to tell you to deliver a great product and not do it myself. Damon's another longtime professional in the industry, CPA. He actually was teaching before me in the space, and he bought my program to learn more as well. Payback again. Very easy. Get a client, work 1 month. You should get your money back. If it's a low paying client, maybe you got to work 2 months, but either way, you're going to weigh ROI that in 1 year or less. These are our values. Be a world-class accounting professional. That's huge. Be part of a booming, fun industry. We want to make a huge difference in our clients. They will love us if we do. We want to be in love with what we do. We want to be able to work remote and have fun and contribute to this diverse community and be dope. This is our new, and by the way, Tyson's putting in here how to apply for the program. This is very new. Right now, we are only taking Dope CFO VIPs into the franchise, and we will only even offer. This is very, started very small, and we're growing it very slowly because we want to make sure this is now representing the brand. If someone's going to be a Dope CFO certified advisor, they've got to kind of be at the top of the heap. So they've got to prove themselves a little bit in VIP, and then you can apply for this if you're interested. Another testimony, again, investments paying back tenfold, should be for all of them. And here's Chip, a big four audit partner, and telling me, my firm wouldn't be where it is without the Dope CFO program. And here we are at the finale. So Tyson, I still can't see the Q&A. Did I hit all the questions? You put that link in there. Actually, let me just stop share and then maybe I will be able to see. And by the way, if you have other questions, you can, now I can see Linda said chat is disabled, but now it is able. Sorry about that. I've never seen chat disabled. So that must have been our fault. And then we can point you in the right direction. But most of the stuff is fairly simple. And it's just, again, you're the CEO of your company. You got to invest in yourself, in your tools, in your work papers, in your community. Build that. You can do it slowly or you can do it quickly. And it's up to you. It's like when you go out and buy a car, you can go buy a used Ford or you can buy a Mercedes-Benz. It's your choice. Not everything is for everybody. And same when you go out and talk to CEOs of cannabis companies, you're going to be offering them a Mercedes. And if they want that used Ford, we want to move on quickly. We want our offer to be so strong. And our offer letter, in fact, is strong, where we say, hey, our product is world-class. Here's what we deliver. Yes, it is expensive. It is not cheap. And here's why it's expensive. This, and this, and take it or leave it. And that way they never come back to us. Why is your fee so high? We've already explained why it's high. And if they don't get it, good, head off somewhere else. Well, looks like I hit all the questions, and there's my contact info, and thank you all for joining. And love to see you back in the program.